This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
On September 5th, 2014, an article in NBC News reports that Mad Fresh Bistro in Fort Myers, Florida, will not be serving ketchup to customers over the age of 10. Chef and owner Xavier Duclos states that part of the dining experience is to, quote, trust the chef and not have any preconceived notions of what the dish is going to be. We're joined by Patrick Martins, co-founder of Heritage Foods USA and author of the book Carnivore's Manifesto. Patrick, in the book, you dedicate a small chapter relating to this idea of ketchup. So what are your thoughts about the bistro's decision?
First of all, I think kids know what's good. And if they're so demanding for ketchup, then they should make it available for the grown-ups too. I also think that why would you have ketchup in your kitchen for kids and then someone says, hey, could I get some ketchup? And they're like, can I see ID? They're like, I'm 14. They're like, no, we will not go get that ketchup that you see. They're like, but I see the ketchup. They're like, no, you still can't have it. But on a more, you know, that's kind of just joking, but on a more serious side, I think that the slow food movement has been quick to turn their back on big company foods. And much of the time, that's correct. Certainly, I agree in any boycotting of like that sad, flabby hamburger that they serve at McDonald's. But on the other side, I know that my oyster does not want any other hot sauce on it except Tabasco sauce, which is a very big publicly traded company. I also know that I have never really tasted ketchup homemade that is better than Heinz. So I maintain that Heinz is a celebration of American gastronomy and not a, you know, sad commodity part of gastronomy. And, you know, as slow fooders try to get out there and start their businesses, you know, we applaud all type of ingenuity. But the question you have to ask yourself is my version of this product better than the best? And that you have to look at everybody for if it's the best, from the smallest neighbor to the south to the north, but also to the biggest corporate companies, especially if they're really good at it. And Malamar's, Heinz Ketchup, Budweiser at times, you know, they all have their place. In addition, I think I read an article in the New York Times that Warren Buffett just bought Heinz. So it can't be all that bad a company. It must have a lot of managers and employees that have been there for a number of years. So, you know, it can't be all that bad. And didn't John Kerry, who almost became president, or maybe not almost, I think he lost by a lot, but he married a Heinz, I think the matriarch of all the business. So, you know, we almost had a Heinz as our first lady. So, you know, sometimes things graduate into royalty. And, you know, I would put Heinz in there and recommend that he opened up his age requirements for ketchup.
Interesting. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. And for more information, go to heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.